Networking and Health Information Exchange, Unit 7B, Supporting Standards for EHR Application. In this subunit, we will look at several guideline standards, but we'll focus on the HL7 Guideline Interchange Format, GLIF, standard, and the ASTM Guideline Elements Model, GEM, standard. We will also have a brief introduction to GLO, an object-oriented expression language for clinical decision support. The discussion of GLIF is included only for illustrative purpose. Although it is in very limited use, it is being replaced by guidelines written in GLO. Clinical practice guidelines serve to reduce inappropriate variations in practice, to improve patient safety, to improve health care, and to reduce cost. Although the importance of guidelines are well accepted, the use of guidelines is still limited, and the conformance in use, even when available, is typically less than 50%. Guidelines are typically integrated into the workflow and involve direct, real-time interaction. Guidelines may also provide automated reminders and alerts. Guidelines support order entry and may be an asset to the consistent capture of data. Guidelines may be applied to individual patients' integrated clinical data and knowledge to guide the encounter. Physicians are often biased by recent experiences. Guidelines support consistency. Guidelines also reveal the logic behind decision-making and can provide a visualization of that logic. Guidelines capture the experience of experts and bring equality to patient care. Perhaps the biggest barrier to the use of guidelines is the concept of cookbook medicine. Guidelines only guide the provider in what is common practice. Many guidelines are incomplete and don't fit the individual patient with whom the provider is seeing. Most guidelines are adapted to the local environment because of the preference of the providers, local cultures, the nature of the patients seen. Guidelines should be interfaced with the EHR to use existing data. Guideline representation is critical for both computer implementation as well as the ability for sharing clinical guidelines. The potential for the use of guidelines is huge. Guidelines are part of meaningful use. If guidelines are produced by domain experts, the length of time from research to routine use can be significantly shortened. Guidelines must be shared in a technology-neutral format for that they can run on different platforms and systems. Guidelines should be implemented using the service-oriented architecture. Each guideline becomes an encapsulated, enclosed component with a defined set of input parameters and delivering a defined set of outputs. The development of guidelines is also enhanced by tools to support authoring, validation, and maintenance. Guidelines need to be expressive to cover all the nuances of patient care and decision-making. From computer interpretation, the guidelines must be structured and include definitions, data requirements, recommendations, and actions, and logical decision-making algorithms. Guidelines are based on a decision model. Inputs and outputs must be specifically specified. Actions must be expressive, complete, and clear. Guidelines must show the underlying logic when queried. This explanation is most often expressed as a block diagram or flow diagram showing data requirements and decision points. Guidelines must be able to handle the complexity of a clinical event and must support the variations in patients and settings. Guidelines must support various actions. When a provider is not compliant with a guideline, the system should request the reason. For example, a foot exam for a diabetic patient may not be conducted because of a request from the patient. The facts should be noted so a follow-up action can be initiated. Guidelines must include the authoritative source for the decision logic, a literature reference, the guideline expert source, or other authority. The introduction of guidelines into the workflow is often awkward. For example, if a patient qualified for the use of three guidelines, each guideline would be presented to the provider consecutively. If the same piece of data was required in each guideline, it would be asked three times. If data is available from the EHR, it should be automatically added and not require the provider to re-enter the data. An even better approach would be to take the guideline requirements and merge them into the order entry approach. One challenge in the sharing of guidelines is the matching of data elements identified in the shared guideline and the local setting. One workable approach for the use of guidelines and mapping guideline data requirements to the local setting is through the use of a virtual medical record. In this case, data is extracted from the local system and placed in a virtual record in the data position defined by the guideline. The guideline can now function interoperably with any system. This process divorces the data requirements and the logic from the local environment. The output can go through a similar procedure where the output from the guideline is mapped into the local terminology. There is, however, the risk of the loss of information. The success of guideline use depends on how effectively the use of the guideline is integrated into the workflow. If the guideline is perceived to take additional time or require disruptive action on the part of the provider, the guideline is likely to be unused. The National Guideline Clearinghouse, sponsored by AHRQ, makes available a number of guidelines to providers at no cost. In this screen display, the clinical practice guidelines are for handheld computers. AHRQ currently supports two major projects in developing guidelines, in representing knowledge in guidelines, and in distributing guidelines. This slide shows a list of common guideline representation models. We will discuss the first three in detail. Dilemma represents guidelines as a set of protocols within which actions are encoded. ASBRU uses a similar approach. EON uses activities, actions, and provides advice as a patient scenario and discusses activity states. PRODGY uses a similar approach. Performer uses an inquiry action for information collection. GUIDE has a wait action as its knowledge representation is in the form of Petri nets. EON and GLIF use decision steps. Performer, GUIDE, and PRODGY use decisions. ARDEN uses logic slots. Dilemma uses state transition. And ASBRU uses condition, preference as the decision-making process. None of these guideline executable models have come into widespread use, however. One of the most popular representation models for guidelines is GLIF, developed by Dr. Bob Greens and colleagues. GLIF uses XML and is based on an object-oriented model. GLIF serves only as a model today. Further development has been discontinued. After attempts to promote GLIF as a guideline executable standard because of failure to get agreement among several models, the HL7 workgroup decided to focus on GL modeling elements such as the expression language GLO, the data model, origin of VMR project, and possibly a workflow description formalism, which never generated a project, that all GL models could use rather than the GL model itself. There was also a lot of time spent on narrative GL markup languages like GEM, but none of these were expected to lead to GL execution models. Also, many of DSS-WG came to recognize that it would be very rare indeed that a GL execution model would ever be used in practice except for strict clinical protocol situations, but rather that a GL would be executed in terms of components like single-step rules, order sets, etc., i.e., it would be decomposed rather than run as is. Because of these factors, interest in the executable GL model waned. I don't frankly see it picking up again. The GLIF model, similar to ARDEN syntax, identifies the title of the guideline and the author. Also similar to ARDEN syntax, the model includes decision steps, action steps, branch steps, synchronization steps, and a patient sleep step. By now, what these terms mean should be obvious. An action step might be to order a lab test or to prescribe a medication. A decision step is a conditional or decision point in which the flow branches depending on the result of a condition. If the patient has pain, then action. Branch steps permit changing flow depending on decision logic. Synchronization steps permit arresting action until a step is complete. For example, the entry of the result of a lab test and patient sleep provides for a continuation of the guidance over a period of time, including multiple encounters. Patient state sleep characterizes the patient's clinical state. GLIF provides three representation states. The first is from the perspective of the viewer of the guideline, the conceptual flow of decisions and actions. This view meets the condition of explaining the logic of the guideline. The second is the abstract machine representation, the computer executable form. The third level is the integration of the guideline into the workflow environment. The abstract machine representation is similar to that of the ARDEN syntax. The logical expressions and actions are based on defined steps based on medical oncology. The guideline defines values, constraints, and timelines. The guideline can be interpreted and analyzed for correctness. Tools provide syntax checking, type, and range checking of data elements. The Guideline Elements Model, or GEM, was developed at Yale University by Dr. Rick Schiffman. It is now an ASTM standard and has continued to be developed. It uses a hierarchical data structure and uses an XML editor designed specifically for guideline markup. The XML editor is cleverly named the Gem Cutter. This slide shows the hierarchical structure of Gem. Logically, it uses defined data elements, conditional logic, decision variables, logical constructs with resulting actions. The overall structure defines data terms and decision algorithms. Details of Gem are available from ASTM, including data element definitions used in the guidelines, available as a PDF. Gem is defined as a document type definition, DTM. A document type definition defines the legal building blocks of an XML document. It defines the document structure with a list of legal elements and attributes. A DTD can be declared inline inside an XML document or as an external reference. GLO is a class-based, object-oriented OO language that is built on existing standards. GLO expression language is based on the object constraint language, OCL, developed by the Object Management Group. Relevant components of OCL have been selected and integrated into the GLO to provide a suitable framework for manipulation of clinical data for decision support in healthcare. The GLO language can be used to build up expressions to extract and manipulate data from medical records, construct decision criteria by building up expressions to reason about particular data features slash values. These criteria can be used in decision support knowledge bases, such as those designed to provide alerts and reminders, guidelines, or other decision rules. Create expressions, formulas, etc. for other applications. Use cases for GLO include medical experts, researchers, home economicists, epidemiologists, knowledge engineers, and programmers. It is the language that permits the application of knowledge to data of use in multiple clinical applications, including clinical guidelines, template constraints, alerts, and recommendations. The syntax of the GLO language can be used with any object-oriented data model. In the context of clinical decision support, such an OO data model can be any RMIM view of the HL7 RIM. An example of RMIM view of the HL7 RIM is the virtual medical record. The VMR functions as a limited view of the multiple classes in the HL7 RIM, showing only those classes relevant to a clinical decision support application. Based on the premise that GLO can fully provide expression support for any properly defined view of the HL7 RIM, the development of GLO is independent of any particular specifications of an OO data model. It is thus only necessary, when producing a set of decision support applications using GLO, to specify the particular object-oriented model used. Thus, GLO addresses many of the problems of the lack of semantic interoperability as a result of data structures. GLO can accommodate any properly defined OO data model. GLO products are targeted to clinicians who need to use expression language for sharing and manipulating knowledge in medical context. GLO is becoming increasingly popular. The reasons include: is a declarative language, is extensible, vendor independent, platform independent, object oriented and compatible with VMR, easy to read write, side effect free, flexible, is easy to use, read, and write. Another advantage of GLO is that it can accommodate existing work, including the ARN syntax and glif that represents sequential knowledge. GLO uses the HL7 RIM as a link to interoperability. And finally, GLO can provide a link to many of the other knowledge representation models mentioned earlier in this subunit. GLO expressions are text strings satisfying GLO language specifications. The result is an expression that can be evaluated for actions. GLO accommodates temporal actions. GLO uses the basic data types, Boolean, real, integer, and string. It supports a wide range of mathematical operators, including trig functions, logical comparative operators, math operations, and string operators. It provides considerable power in interacting with data elements. GLO syntax is a context-free grammar consisting of a number of productions. Each production is formed by two parts. the left-hand side consisting of a non-terminal symbol, and a right-hand side formed by a sequence of one or more non-terminal and terminal symbols. GLO uses a Backus-Naur form, BNF syntax. This example looks for the presence of azotemia observation within last 3 months. Assumptions. 1. The data model has as code a generic term such as SNOMED finding 24618802, and the value slot has the code for azotemia. 2. For a diagnosis such as azotemia, the effective time is the time interval during which the disease is thought to be present. 3. A point in time dot now function returns the current time. This subunit has discussed guideline representation models. The future of such work is likely to be based on GLO. Guidelines themselves are very important. Use of guidelines should increase significantly with pressure from meaningful use.